When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we look at 7 mental hacks to help you become more confident. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at an article written and published on success.com back in 2016 by Larae Q. I hope I am pronouncing your last name correctly. But she wrote an article titled 7 Mental Hacks to Be More Confident in Yourself. And I was reading through this article and I just thought, wow, like this is massive. This is something my listeners need to know about. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read the article for you and I'm going to do the first 5 because I want you to read this article. I want you to connect with Larae and I want you to learn from them whatever you can about becoming more confident, because I want to make this crystal clear. This is not my content and I am not the expert on this, but I am going to give you 5 of their 7, and then I'm going to link you to the full article as well as any of their social platforms so that you can connect with them and you can read the full article. So without further ado, let's jump into the article, 7 Mental Hacks to Be More Confident in Yourself by Larae Q. On my first day at the FBI Academy, I didn't feel like a superhero. In fact, it wasn't until after 4 grueling months of being placed in dangerous and awkward situations that I built the self-confidence necessary for my career. Boosting confidence is the primary goal of the academy before they send agents out with a gun and badge. There were days when my heart raced and my palms sweat just thinking about the new challenges that faced me. But I learned that success would not make me confident. On the first day, I was filled with doubt. I had never shot a gun, made an arrest, or investigated a foreign spy. These challenges pushed me outside my comfort zone. I felt like I was at the mercy of the unknown, not knowing how I would land on my feet, but I held on to my dream of becoming an agent and plodded forward. I'd venture to guess entrepreneurs, leaders, and business owners might share some of the same fears I faced at the FBI Academy. How can I pull this off? But in my 24 years in the FBI, the only 4-letter word I didn't hear was can't. Confidence is the cornerstone of leadership. If you don't believe in yourself, how can others believe in you? Here are 7 ways FBI agents learn to boost their confidence, mental hacks you can use to be more confident in yourself too. Number 1. Push through self-limiting beliefs. As children, we think we can conquer the world, but somewhere between childhood and adulthood, our enthusiasm and natural inclinations to dream big are squashed. Parents and teachers start imposing their own beliefs about what we can and can't do in life upon us. If the instructors at the FBI Academy were not pushing us past our self-limiting beliefs, they weren't doing their job. How to make it work for you? Find your limits by exposing yourself to different situations and pushing through the uncomfortable. Once you have confidence in yourself, you'll be amazed what you can accomplish. Number 2, never confuse memory with facts. Our memory does not store information exactly as it's presented to us. Instead, we extract the gist of the experience and store it in ways that makes the most sense to us. That's why different people witnessing the same event often have different versions. Your brain has a built-in confirmation bias. That means it stores information that is consistent with your own beliefs, values, and self-image. This selective memory system helps keep the brain from getting overloaded with too much information. So recognize that your memory does not always provide you with accurate information. For example, if you have low self-esteem, your brain tends to store information that confirms your lack of confidence. That will be all you remember about a specific event. How to make it work for you? Revisit the facts of a memory loaded with self-limiting beliefs and try to gain a more accurate perspective on the event. Talk with others that might have a different perspective. Number three, talk to yourself. This might seem crazy, but it works. Talking to yourself can make you smarter, improve your memory, help you focus, and even increase athletic performance. The documentary, The Human Brain, claims we say... between 300 to 1,000 words to ourselves per minute. The Navy SEALs and Special Forces use the power of positive self-talk as a way of getting through tough times. For example, by instructing recruits to be mentally tough and speak positively to themselves, they can learn how to override fears resulting from the limbic brain system, a primal part of the brain that helps us deal with anxiety. How to make it work for you? Be positive, because the way you talk to yourself influences your neurobiological response to it. When you say, "I know what to do here," or see things as a challenge rather than a problem, you've turned your response into a positive one. Number four. Think positive to overcome your negativity bias. Since the early days, humans learned to get lunch or be lunch. Our natural negativity bias has kept us safe from danger for thousands of years, but not every new or different thing is a threat to our survival. This negativity bias can chisel away at our confidence because we're hardwired to pay attention to all that we've done wrong. FBI agents are taught to hunt the good stuff. It can be hard at times because positive information is like Teflon and easily falls away, but negative information, like Velcro, sticks. How to make it work for you? Come up with 5 positive thoughts to counter every one negative thought. Let every positive thought sit for 20 seconds before moving to the next positive thought. Acknowledge both good and bad emotions. Do not try to suppress negative ones. Label the emotions for what they truly are and move on. Do not enter into inner dialogue about the negative emotion, because then it becomes more powerful. 5. Raise your curiosity levels. Curiosity is an important trait for FBI agents working investigations and anyone who wants to be confident and successful. Curiosity is the foundation of lifelong growth. If we remain curious, we remain teachable, and our minds and hearts grow larger every day. We can retain our beginner's mind by always looking forward and discovering new experiences and uncovering new information. How to make it work for you? Ask questions and be curious, because it makes your mind active instead of passive. It encourages you to be more observant of new ideas. It opens up new worlds and possibilities. It creates an adventurous response that leads you in a new direction. So that is where I'm going to end the article from success.com titled 7 Mental Hacks to Be More Confident in Yourself. Now, here's what I want you to do next. There are two more points to this article. So if you want the other two, you've got to click the link in the description of this episode and head over to the full article and read it there. And I can't recommend that you do that enough. It is a phenomenal article that does a great job of helping you understand what you need to do in order to move forward and become more confident in your life, and helps you understand, quite frankly, the practices that lead to confidence ultimately. So click the link in the description of this and connect with Larae and read the full article, because I definitely think you will get a lot of value from it. So that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Greg Clunas. Be sure to click subscribe before you leave to make sure you never miss a new episode. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.